in. Haven't you people ever heard of the pals?
That threw me for six. I wasn't ready for that.
Welcome to Throwing the Pal.
My name is Frank.
My name is Marcus.
My name is Tom.
It's a short and sweet. We're talking about ick actors.
What does ick mean?
What does ick mean?
I'm glad you asked me. I think it means like people you don't like them. They're gross.
It's a guttural sound, right?
Yeah.
It's like a ick.
Ick.
Well, that's ick. Ugh.
You don't want to lick. You want to ick. Which is not
no,
lick.
It's the opposite. You don't want to lick them either.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the opposite. You like want to lick ick? Someone if you like them, but you don't want to. So it's an ick.
Oh.
I think that's what the kids are saying.
No, for real. Does anyone know where this stemmed from?
I think it's like
stem.
Some sort of like Riz incident that
might
have
happened.
Riz
being short for charisma. What is ick?
ick is no. It literally is just this idea of like giving you the ick.
It's
is
icky.
Something that makes
icky.
You. Yeah.
Ick, where? How are they doing this? How are the kids doing this?
This cabal of young people getting together, skibbiting their toilets.
God. Okay. Ick actors.
Who wants to go first?
Ictors.
If you let me go, Ictors I won't
is
stop.
Ictors is fun.
Is all I'm going to say.
You have a big list.
I do have a big list.
I've only got four.
I kept going. I wrote down one and I was like, yeah, but you know what?
Well, let's go in line. Oh, well, this is coming off the back.
Just Vanessa Hudgens 10 times.
We spoke about Anthony Mackie in The Hurt Locker.
We did.
And that was his redemption from an I thought he was an ick actor for me in his Marvel days, which is how I saw them. And now I've seen Hurt Locker recently, and he's redeemed himself to be now off the ick actor list.
I don't think that disqualifies them from being ick.
I think it does. And also, as we've just discussed, ick has no real meaning, so we can say whatever we want here.
My feeling on it is that I can still feel ick about this particular actor. They can give a good performance. I'll be like, well done. Good for you. You've gone above my expectations on this. However, you're still gross to me.
Okay.
Can I ask a bit of a side question just
sure.
because I have an answer for this on one of mine who falls into this category?
Okay.
Is he your ickiest Marvel actor?
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. Marcus?
Probably, yeah.
See,
actually.
Mine's Aaron Taylor-Johnson, without a doubt.
Oh! What? Yes. Why is he ick?
I just don't like him.
Really?
Much.
Okay.
I just find Aaron Taylor-Johnson pretty off-putting. That said...
Is that because he's married
such
to
a
the...
Shame.
Go on.
He's because of his wife and that whole relationship?
Because he's got a wife?
His wife's... And she's like 18 years older than him?
Grand wife. I think they're splitting.
Grand wife?
Grand wife is what you just said?
Mm, that's right.
She's very legit. Grand.
They probably
I think they're
are.
Splitting, yeah.
What is her name? Sam Johnson? I can't remember. But she directed him in a film where he played
John
Lennon. I can't know.
Nowhere Boy.
And he was a bit young.
Nowhere
this,
Boy.
This is the idea, but that's not really, I don't really think much about his private life. More, I just mostly see him and don't enjoy him. I liked him in Kick-Ass when I was younger. I haven't seen it in years. Angus Thong's in Perfect Snogging, like that's exactly what he's meant to be doing. Most films I see him in, as you guys know, I didn't like, I thought Bullet Train was absolutely fine, straight down the middle. He's not the part of it I liked. I didn't like him very much.
He's had a weird coming of age, like his adolescent films and stuff was where I think he was
probably
so likable.
Pretty well.
Like,
but I don't like him.
I'm so excited for him as Kraven the Hunter. I think he's going to be
a sentence I've never
amazing.
Heard a single person say.
I genuinely am.
I'm very glad to hear
why.
That.
I can see why.
I'm really
it's
interested
a,
to see that.
It's
I
such
disagree.
A good character and a actor who I think is equipped for it.
Okay. I don't think it will be.
I don't enjoy him very much.
I know I'm the MCU fanboy. I don't think Kraven's going to be any good.
Okay.
What is he, Quicksilver or whatever?
Yeah, he is Quicksilver.
Yeah, I don't really care about his character.
Who cares about that?
And then
keep up, old man.
Occasionally shows up in things like Tenet. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't hate him in that. I'm just like, oh, okay, he's fine. Whatever. Right. So Aaron Taylor-Johnson's
he's
mine from
very
Marvel.
Likely going to be our Bond.
There's a chance, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure. He'd be good as that, I think.
One. I think he's a bit too...
Handsome.
Boyish? Like he's
sporty?
Sorry?
Looks
not
too
sporty.
Sporty,
a bit too modelly, maybe. I think he's too pretty. I don't know if they're going to go with a pretty Bond, but maybe
okay.
they will. Who knows?
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah,
Marcus,
Daniel Craig was hideous.
You want to go?
This
Pierce
is
Brosnan,
not necessarily
hideous.
In order, but I'm just going to go. All right.
Go on. I can see all the right. list, and I just want to hear it out loud.
All right. Hugh Jackman was one of the first names that went down the list.
Such a yeah.
He just rubs me the wrong way on screen every time I
tell
see him.
Tell him then.
Like,
get him to rub you the right way.
He'll make his NDA first.
James Corden. We have to agree. We have to agree on James.
James
Corden
is the.
Do you mean James Corden from Cats?
You're a horrible.
I don't particularly like James Corden.
No.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah. Okay.
Tom Cruise.
No. Disagree.
I think Tom Cruise is.
Yeah, but keep going.
I love Tom Cruise films. Just for the listener, I love his films. I just can't stand Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. this is the thing. Do we hate them? Because for me, an ick actor is you watch them in the movie and you go, ugh.
A little bit. But I'm kind of like,
should the personal life come into it?
No, I don't think that's it either.
Okay.
I think I see Tom Cruise come on screen and I immediately like recoil. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I just.
Oh, I know this is going to be a great film. And like, yeah, sure, he's going to do, I guess, a service to the character he's playing. But I just don't. He smiles and I'm like, oh, I just. I feel my.
Yeah, I can. We can
clench.
See it. We can see it. We know what's about to happen.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, awful.
Jared Leto's up
so
there
much
for
of
me.
His, so again, there's so much of his personal life has come into it, and like the folklore around him as the Joker, and
yep.
Because
sorry, go on. Because
you continue.
His 90s are pretty incredible. When I go back and watch 90s movies, and Jared Leto shows up, I'm like, he was kind of on one in the 90s. Fucking American Psycho. That's it. No, Fight Club, Requiem for a Dream.
He can act. He's a talented man. 30 Seconds to Mars.
That's
he
not
can
my
sing.
Problem.
Like he, yeah. He's a talented person.
And how? And good songs as well.
Well, if you're into that kind of music,
I like like everyone. I like the kid. That's about it.
I don't think everyone likes that song. But let's move on. Next,
go on.
I'll go quick fire because I don't want to drag this out. Rebel Wilson, Amy Schumer, Ellen DeGeneres, right? Yeah.
We're not gonna
now, Ellen, I'll admit, Ellen's is more stemming toward the personal stuff, right?
Yeah. When you watch Finding Nemo, surely you're like, that's Dory.
She's very endearing.
Yeah, she's great.
Super
Dory.
Endearing. So yeah. I guess
she built a career
maybe
off
scrap
it.
Her from the list because she doesn't really qualify for what we're discussing.
Sure.
Yep.
Gerard Butler. Something about that man I just can't stand every time he's on screen.
Probably his surname.
Is it? Yeah, no, you're right.
I was about to say it's more because he's taking roles from you, Marcus. But yeah, continue.
And then now two new additions to my list. Mm-hmm. Sydney Sweeney.
Okay. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, why? Just don't think she's talented? Think
not
she's
at
famous
all.
The wrong reason?
I just, yeah, a little bit.
I think she has her skills.
She's had an outstanding performance in Euphoria. I think that she's done well.
Seen it.
She played the role that she was given and she did it very well.
Yeah.
Like, be hard not to see her doing that. Outside of that, I just don't think there's much to her at all.
I would like to see her in more things. I think her performance in Anyone But You is pretty awful. Like actively, not even just like, oh, this is kind of mid. You're like, oh, I don't know what's happening.
I feel like half the time she's asleep or stoned or something. Staring, there's something really off about her.
I think she translates. Speaking of roles that got taken away from people.
Yeah, I could have done that. Me and Glenn Powell. Who's Glenn Powell?
Glenn Powell.
Glenn.
I think that her idea for that role was what makes women in rom-coms endearing is mania. And it's like, it's a fine balance. And I don't think she nailed it. You're like, you seem difficult to be around. Whereas Glenn Powell in that movie, you're like, what a charmer.
He's very
charming.
Couldn't
wait to hang out with that
guy. I agree.
She's very strange in that film.
And last one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Sure.
Couldn't agree more.
Wow.
He's had such a fall from grace. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I was team Dwayne for a long time and something happened.
It's Black Adam. Black Adam happened. That was the major turning point. Obviously the oversaturation, he was everywhere. He's in everything and he's so like, hey guys, I'm doing the Rock Johnson, doing his selfie
no
videos.
Levels
I can't
to
do
that either.
No levels. He can't really act. That's a problem. I think he's all right and be cool. But
it's a good performance.
As when he was doing Black Adam and he's doing like, the power in the DC universe is about to change.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, yeah, cool. And then Black Adam comes out and it sucks.
Never
and you're
seen
like,
it.
Nothing. Well,
never
no, yeah, no one saw it. It fucking bombed dramatically.
Yeah, it was bad.
Idiot. Anyway, so he's.
Frank, just
yeah,
how about
ick.
Yours? I've still got a couple in my back pocket. But
I've talked enough, please.
Anne Hathaway. Main one.
Used to be for me and now not anymore. But as you know, we've talked about a thousand times, she looked so much like my sister growing up that I would just be like,
I've never seen him in the same room at the same time.
That's what I've said, right?
Well.
Sorry, I just have what used to be a vision board at home and now it's just become string tied to my sister and Anne Hathaway.
They are the same person.
It was insane. And now kind of not so much. But now when I see Anne Hathaway in her movies now and my sister now, I'm like, no, they're so different. Mm, and so I watch movies of hers now and I think she's actually kind of fabulous.
Agreed.
But I didn't like her when I was young.
She's so annoying. But she's good in Les Mis. I don't know how to explain
that's
it.
It's such a weird
diamond
take.
In the rough.
Diamond in the rough. Most Anne Hathaway performance is the one you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense. I find her so annoying.
So true.
Kevin Spacey.
Now, is this personal life?
It has to be. But it's also like,
I love Kevin as an actor. I think he's a phenomenal actor. One of my favorites.
He's icky.
Always will be.
And personal friend of yours.
No. No. But do you not think he's a great actor?
Yeah, he's good.
Mm. But he doesn't have. No, that's fine. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I've always been a bit rocky on Kevin Spacey. He's never been my guy. He's been in a couple of films or given a couple of performances I think are really, really, really good.
Sure.
One of them off the top of my head.
Horrible Bosses 1.
Deployed Well.
Sure. I think good in Glengarry Glen Ross, but that is that film, right? Yep. Where
he's guffin down.
Actually. Exceptional in LA Confidential. Yep. Like in a stacked cast, is he the best performance in that movie? Maybe.
Might not be acting. That might be the most real Kevin Spacey
The most arrogant shit he does in films, the more he's just this entitled, seething prick. You're like, great work showing up. That's what you did.
But that's, and then looking back now, we go, ooh. Sure. Yeah. At the time, you were like, wow. Yeah,
I just love LA Confidential.
For the record,
so
one of many.
Yeah. He's Ezra Miller. Speaking of Ezra Miller,
he's on the list.
Yes, they are. Perks of Being a Wallflower, Breakout, amazing. I thought really likable, fun time, and then just woohoo, awful,
gone in a flash.
Very good. Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, that's a common one.
Yeah,
I think
I like Eisenberg. I think Eisenberg's terrific in a handful of things. I have to admit, I haven't seen
handful.
It a lot.
What?
The Social Network is an incredible performance.
Yeah, that's one. That's not a handful.
If you ran into Jesse Eisenberg in a bar, would you go up to him?
If I ran into him, it sounds like I've probably apologized to him
10 times. Would you go up to him?
I don't think I'd do that with almost any celebrity.
Yeah, no.
Okay. If he sat down at your table at a restaurant and started talking to you,
seems
would
unlikely.
You immediately get up and leave?
No.
No. What do you mean?
Would you?
No, he's not one of my ick actors. I'm
sure. Why would I get up and leave?
Actor? I don't think I'd do that for almost anyone, though. Like Kevin Spacey, yes. I'd be like, this is, I'm not at all.
I've been groomed.
But almost anyone you guys have said, even if I don't like their performances, I wouldn't seek out Jesse Eisenberg. Like if there was a meet and greet at a thing I happened to be at and they were like, oh, there's 10 actors and one of them's Jesse Eisenberg. I'd be thinking, there's probably 9 more that I'm more excited to meet than Jesse Eisenberg. He's been in some good things. I like him in The End of the Tour.
I liked him in Zombieland.
Zombieland's a great performance.
Fun time. Adventureland, bad.
Adventureland is a good movie. Sorry.
Okay. But he's bad in it.
I don't think he is. I think he's good.
Okay, and Nicole Kidman is another one.
Can I put her on my list?
I will never share this with you guys. Nicole Kidman's exceptional. I think she's had an incredibly rocky Sylvester Stallone, last 10 years, but I think she had an incredible 90s and 2000s, and even some of the 2010s.
What about John Travolta? Do we think he's on the list?
But again, we're blurring the lines here, I think, on terms of...
You guys don't like her persona.
I think that she's talented if used right.
Yeah. I think she's ick on... Even in the things she's good, I find her ick.
Wow. I see her visually. Or she walked into a room, I'd be like, oh, fucking Nicole Kidman's ick.
I'm getting a little bit that way now, and without being rude, I will say like...
She's made some interesting choices.
She has developed a very particular look in the last few years, and I watched that.
Her plastic surgeon is bad.
Yes. That's I watched that movie with Zac Efron that I told you
His
about.
His plastic surgeon is bad.
I already can't remember what it's called, the movie on Netflix.
Yeah, what is it?
Whatever. When Nicole
Here's
Kidman.
My assistant, and I'm singing in the car.
Do
you believe?
Joey King is his assistant, and Joey King's mom is Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron. Yeah. Whatever, I watched it. And Nicole Kidman's appearance and performance in that movie is bizarre. It's not even, it's just like, I don't know what was going on this day. So I'm looking forward to her one day giving another great performance.
She's starting to look mid-transition Michael Jackson is all I'm going to say.
Quite a call.
With red hair.
I just want to give one shout out. Lucy, we were talking about this last night. I was talking about this with Lucy. She was like, she's got two, John Cusack and Laura Linney. And Kevin, she hates Kevin Spacey, of course.
John Cusack.
I was like, they're interesting because I kind of like John Cusack. I think he's fine, except for in 2012. That's
he
ridiculous.
Holds such a special place in my heart.
Why,
I love
High Fidelity?
Him so, anything. I don't care. He's like, Mum and Pete, they talk about like barbecue friends. Like, who'd you invite to a barbecue if you could? Like, John Cusack.
Kevin Spacey.
Would be on
my barbecue. Sure.
Someone you'd want there just as like chatter.
Because this episode has, in some ways, taken one foot. Like into the puddle of just gossip.
Yeah.
I will tell you, John Cusack is one of the most despised actors in Hollywood. Like people say he's
really
people say he's the biggest douchebag. Like he is really held up as a guy that people hate. However, some of his stuff in the 90s is wonderful. There are a couple of films.
What about
it's upsetting, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. What about Laura Linney? Do you guys like her?
I love Laura Linney a lot. I think Laura Linney's wonderful. I love that 30 Rock bit where Liz Lemon's like, Laura Linney could have played me in a TV movie. Like, that would have been perfect casting for Liz Lemon, you know?
Not really, but no? Okay, sure. She's bad in Love Actually, but that might be the fault of...
I don't think she's bad in that
Love Actually.
What?
I think she's good in that
movie. Oh, darling. Ugh. Ick. Tell me that's
she,
not ick.
How dare she's she care great. For her brother?
Ozark is phenomenal.
Never
she's
seen
so-
it.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? We should talk about actors we like. I want to talk positively.
We keep doing this. We keep getting into a thing where we're just like, the we're
just shitting on
things.
Just
shitting on and people. So now the here goes mine if you guys are ready.
Yeah, go.
All right, really quick. Did Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah.
Everyone knows my feelings about Tyles Mellor, although I have to admit when I
you were gonna say
when
Tiles.
I look at him, he is one of those examples where I'm like, I just don't think I like the look of him. I've barely seen any movies with him in it. And he's exceptional in Whiplash, but that's a perfect role for him. Like the use of this entitled prick, right? I also really, really, really have a hard time with Christian Slater, which is funny because...
I thought about ick, but just like, what?
Well, you are dressed like his character from Mr. Robot today right now, which is kind of
excuse
crazy.
Excuse me for wearing a hoodie and a hat.
Truly, have you seen Mr. Robot?
No.
This is Christian Slater in the entire TV show. It's really wild how much Frank looks like him. And he's awful in that show. He's awful in his role in The West Wing. He's on Archer for a season.
Yes.
I fucking got so upset once he was in that. I can't stand his voice. Oh, wow.
This is like...
Christian Slater pisses me off.
Okay. I don't Let's disagree either. Yeah, I think
even
it's a
True
choice.
Romance. Okay, next. This is my last one, which is an actor that I would normally just be like, whatever about, but she's given one of the worst performances I've ever seen. And so every time she shows up in something, I like clench.
Taylor
grab
Swift.
The seat. No. Though I've never seen a movie with her in it.
Valentine's Day. She's actually kind of funny.
Oh, she's in that?
Yeah, her and Taylor Lautner play
Lovers, that every
which
Halloween.
Is when they were dating.
Go on.
On average, once a year.
Annie McDowell. Her performance in Four Weddings and the Funeral is one of the worst performances in the history of film. And it is really bad. And
horrendous.
So I watched it again the other day with Kath and I was like, I don't remember this being so like such a charming film and she
almost
trying to derail
they're trying to railroad her
to Four Weddings. And then I watch Groundhog Day a few weeks later, forgetting she's in it, and she shows up on screen and I gasped. I was like, oh, no. What's she got like a jump scare? And then she's kind of fine in that, but because I'd seen her in that. And then I watched Ready or Not, the film with the Australian girl Samara Weaving.
Oh, yeah.
A horror film with her in it from a few years ago. And Annie McDowell's in it as the matriarch. And she's actually kind of funny in it. And it was a bit of a redemption where I was like, oh, she's pretty good in this. But generally, Annie McDowell, just that one performance.
It purely like tainted her entire career.
So bad. She's so bad in that movie.
Wow.
So, yeah, those are our ick actors. We like some. Promise.
Who do we like?
I got one more. I got one more. It just popped into my head. But it's mainly after one performance he did in Love Actually. It's
Can I guess?
Give me his name.
It's not Alan Rickman.
From The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, it's Rick. What is his actual name? God, I watched that show for so long and I couldn't tell you the actor's name.
I have
Coral.
My version.
Coral. Yeah, Coral.
My version.
You know, I've only seen the meme of that. I don't know what the sound is. I was just seeing him going.
It is him going. No. Like it is him making that noise.
My version of hell is having to watch that scene from Love Actually on repeat.
Andrew Lincoln,
when he leaves his apartment after Keira Knightley has that revelation, and the song plays.
Yeah.
And he's doing the like.
And he goes enough. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. And he's like punching himself and
he's
going
walking
down
the street. And he's like, do I go back? What am I? Oh, I can't believe I just went through that. One of the worst scenes ever.
I agree. That's overdone. I think
it's bad.
I know people hate Love Actually and find it too twee and kind of sickening. I like the scene where he comes to the door and has the cards. I like it. I don't care.
Okay, stop.
What is wrong with you?
We might have to review this film.
No way.
Everyone thinks it's so good. I hate Love Actually now.
All right, leave it.
Like fun.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin the fun.
Actually good.
Oh, dear. Okay.
You're an idiot. That's the worst part of it. That's the worst.
Don't ruin it. Leave it. Save it.
Sorry.
Oh.
Well, that was ick actors. I guess we're done. That was
my favorite eps end with Frank being mad.
Let's do a positive
every
one
episode.
Soon.
Yeah, it is every ep, isn't it?
That's you like that bit? Just like you like the mirror bit and Face Off? God.
Good movies you're talking about.
You're a dumb
two
person.
Two movies in a row you've
you're
just
a dumb man.
I'm sorry.
You should be. Hey, thanks for listening.
Jump on our socials. Tell us how dumb Tom is.
Yeah, dumb. Oh. Threw in the pal.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Throwing the Pal. It was short and sweet. We were talking about our ick actors. You know, the actors you just don't know if you like them, you don't know if you do, or when you see them in a movie and then you're like, ah, oh, ick, this guy's on the screen. What am I going to do? Or maybe it's a gal instead and you're just watching, sitting there in the cinema and you're not allowed to get out because they have armed guards at the door now, and that's how cinemas work today, people. Thanks to my co-host.
Me.
Not a boomer. Throwing the Pal.